Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，早上好。
Happy New Year.
新年快乐。
How about you turn around to someone around you and say Happy New Year?
让大家互相说新年快乐。
Try it in another language.
或者用不同的语言说。
新年快乐。
Feliz.
If you speak Chinese, say it in English. Say Happy New Year. If you speak English and Chinese, 新年快乐。Okay, say it again in a different language.Feliz Navidad. Right? Is that? No, that's Christmas. All right. So let me see a raise of hands because I need to know who's going to be really tired today. Who stayed till midnight last night? All right. Who stayed?
谁一点钟才睡
2 o'clock.Three.
三点
Okay, we're going to lose this area here. Four.
四点钟有没有
Five. Five. Five.
五点
These two. Five. Six.
六点
Bethany's. Okay,
Alpha's been up.
Seven. Okay, all right. Who saw the, in America, or in the United States, Every year for New Year's, there's the drop of the ball, right?
我们有没有看到，在美国，在纽约，就是每个新年的半夜，有个球会落下来。
And it's like this bright, sparkling crystal ball in New York Times Square, right?
You guys know about that. 非常亮的那个水晶的球在纽约的时代广场。
And everybody who's on TV dresses in like a tuxedo. Everything's bright, new.
在我们在电视上也看到那些人在那边的，穿的非常漂亮。
It symbolizes a new start.
这就代表着一个新的开始。
A new year.
一个新的年
When I saw someone this morning, they said something in Chinese like that. It's like New Year. Everything's new in here. We even have new microphones, new speakers. I think we need a new projector, right?
我今天早上来的时候，有人跟我讲中文，也是这个意思。每一样东西都是新的，就像我们的教堂里面也是这样。
So I figured
一些的仪器。
Yes, but we need a new one of those.
但是我们要新的一个投影器。
投影机。I even Googled the word like New Year and see what popped up.
我也就是查了一下这个新年啊，看看它有没有什么。
And one of the first things that this article that said New Year, New You.
第一个我看到的就是我查 Google 的时候，就是第一个跳出来的就是一个新的年，新的你。
Here are some. I was like, here are some of the quotes that came out of that article.
这就是我查到的，就是从谷歌上查到的一些信息关于。
The writer wrote, "Embrace a new year, a new you."
拥抱新的一年，全新的你。
Start the new year strong and inspired.
我们要充满活力和灵感的开始新的一年。
You have the power. This was like the hashtag tweet. It was like you have the power to make amazing things happen in your life.
还说在新的一年里你有你有这个能力做了不起的事情。
And you see, like, yes, I have it.
那你看到这些你就很激动会说是的我。
I want to do something in my life this year.
我要做一些了不起的事情。
I want to make amazing things happen in my life.
我要在我的生命里做一些了不起的事情。
Who wants to make an amazing thing happen in your life?
谁想在你的生命里做一些了不起的事情
I mean, sounds pretty good. Except that when I personally think back on last year.
但是呢，当我呢，就是想到我过去在2022年所经历的。
It was one of the hardest years of my life.
我就想到2022年应该是我在我生命当中最困难的一年。
In fact, I think the last few years, and I've heard from others, has been some of the hardest years some of us have ever experienced.
事实上，在过去的几年，我也知道我们当中也有人有同样的感受，就是在过去几年是我们生命当中最困难的几年。
Some of us have encountered hard trials in our life.
我们当中有人经历过就是很困难的试炼。
Some difficult circumstances.
很困难的处境。
Stresses and anxieties.
有压力，有焦虑。
A lot of things that we had no control over.
有很多事情呢，我们没有办法去控制。
We did not have the power to make an amazing thing happen in our life.
我们也意识到，就是我们在我们的生命里，我们没有这个力量或能力去使这些了不起的事情发生。
A lot of the things that we faced, we had no power to change.
我们所面对的很多事情，我们都没有力量去改变。
Things were taken from us.
有很多事情呢，从我们身边远去。
People we love are no longer here.
我们所爱的人也离我们而去。
Finances and security.
那因为经济，我们经济上也面临困难，我们在经济上没有这种安全感。
Even in our own health.
甚至是我们自己的身体。
Things happen and you have no power to change it.
有很多事情发生，我们没有办法去改变。
Illness,
疾病，身体上的疾病。
Frailty in the mind.
我们思想上的脆弱。
I think that's why the excitement of New Year doesn't usually last longer than a month.
所以呢，我很多时候就是。新年的这个兴奋呢，通常呢不会超过一个月。
And I don't mean to make this New Year sad, okay? That's not my goal.
我不是希望就是大家为就是在新年里感到痛苦。
Because I think that we should still be excited for a New Year.
我们还是应该就是为新年而兴奋的。
But we also know that hardships that we can't control will continue to happen.
但是我们也知道有很多事情，很多困难的事情呢，人就会发生，我们人就没有控制。
And although I do believe that we have some power,
我也相信或许我们呢有一些能力。
I don't believe that we have the power to make amazing things happen at will.
但是呢，我 you do believe,
right? I do not that we have.The power to make amazing things happen at will, whenever we want.
但是呢，我不相信，就是我们没我相信我们没有这个能力。我们如果想，就是我们想任何事情发生，我们没有这个能力去控制。
Some of us feel in our own abilities.
有些人就是对我们自己的能力呢，感觉非常的满意。
There's a lot of talent sitting in these pews. There's a lot of human ingenuity and strength.
我知道在座的有很多，就是很多人有很多很好的天赋，很多的才华。
But I could think immediately of two very successful people that I know.
我也可以想到，就是至少有两个人非常的成功，我所认识的。
One was a very successful doctor.
一个是就是很成功的一位医生。
Smart, very able.
很聪明，很有能力。
But when he was diagnosed.With illness, he was not able to make an amazing change and heal himself.
但是当他被诊断出来，一个比较不理想，不乐观的疾病的时候，他自己也没办法改变。
Another is a CEO.
另外一个就是一个
就是 CEO
总裁
who was running a global company.
他所管理的公司是国际的公司。
Super able.
非常的有超有能力。
Lot of money.
很多的钱。
But he couldn't fix his mental anguish.
但是呢，他不能解决他就是精神上的问题。
He didn't have the power to make an amazing thing happen in his mind.
他没有能力就是改变他精神上所经历的问
题。And this CEO killed himself.
这个总裁呢自杀了最终。
You see, I don't believe that we have the power to at will make an amazing thing happen in our life.
所以呢，我不认为我们有这个能力来改变，根据自己的意愿来改变事情。
But the good news is, I think we all know someone who can.
但是这个 好消息就是我们都知道，在座的都知道有人可以。
And that person's in this room with us.
那这个这位呢就现在呢就和我们同在，在这个房在这个屋子里。
You guys know who I'm talking about?
你们知道我讲的是谁吗？
Chloe's like, who is it? I'm talking about God. Yeah, there you go.
那我说
right, God can make an amazing thing happen.
我们的神能够改变。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7.
在哥林多后书四章第七节。
This is our key verse for this morning.
这是我们今天的主要的经节。
Let's turn to it. If you have your phones, turn to it. We don't have a screen on this side, so we're going to have to revert back to our Bibles.
那我们现在打开
It's always good to have your Bible open, even if it's on your phone.
我们今天一个
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7.
哥林多后书四章七节。
Let's just read it in whatever language we're comfortable with, okay?
让我们一起读，不管你用什么语言。
Ready, one, two, three. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us. You see, you do not have the all-surpassing power to fix yourself.
你在这里看到，我们没有这莫大的能力。
To remedy your problem.
去补救我们的问题。
You do not have the power to overcome every obstacle that you face.
我们没有这个力量去战胜我们所面临的一切的困难问题。
Maybe some.
或许你可以战胜一些问题。
But not all.
不是所有的。
Whether it's in your health.
这些问题呢
in your finances.
你经济上的。
In your relationships.
或者是你人际关系上的问题。
But you know what? God does.
但是你知道吗？神可以。
God does this in a very counterintuitive way.
神呢，可以用一种非常不同寻常的方式来帮助我们。
He has this plan to put his all-surpassing power into clay jars.
他有这个计划，就是把他这个莫大的能力呢，放在这个瓦器里。
That word that's describing his power，
这个用来描述他能力的这个字眼
，is saying that it is a power that is so beyond what we normally would understand power to be。
那这个描述呢，是指他的能力呢是。非常非常的高，非常非常的大，我们呢无法用语言来描述。
The two Greek words put together beyond, like to throw it beyond what is even possible.
那这个希腊字呢，是指呢，就是把东西呢扔到非常非常的远，超乎能力的远。
And for the children of God,
那对神的孩子来说
，His power.In clay jars.
对神的孩子来说呢，神把他的能力呢放在瓦器里。
The image of something that's normal for us, right?
那这个瓦器的这个形象对我们来说呢，不是非常的就是平常或者寻常的东西。
But it was something very normal in those days of Jesus.
但是那个时候在耶稣在世的时候呢，那个时候这个瓦器是非常的一件非常寻常的东西。
They're very common in the ancient Near East.
在古代的亚洲是非常寻常的一样东西。
They weren't special.
他们并不特别。
They were actually quite insignificant.
他们是其实是并不重要的一样东西。
They were just earthenware.
他们其实就是一些就是泥做的器皿。
Earthenware is just something made out of the earth, mud.
那泥做的器皿就是用泥土做的，从泥土和水做起来的。
And they were very fragile.
他们是非常脆弱的。
Very easily broken.
很容易就破。
So that makes them very temporary.
所以呢，这是这呢是指这会呢是瓦器呢非常的就是短暂是
And they're expendable.
而且呢他们也是一种消耗品。
And Paul was saying.
那保罗说呢
？What God had showed to him.
神所显示给他的。
Was that his life.
他的生命
his body,
他的身体
his mind,
他的思想
his health,
他的健康
is just a clay jar,
就是一个瓦器
That's all he viewed himself to be.
这就是保罗所看到他自
己 And in a way, it helps us to learn from Paul.
那其实呢，这也是，这也能够帮助我们呢，从保罗身上学习到
If we could begin to understand that our life,
如果我们可以理解我们的生命
this body,
我们的身体
this mind,
我们的思想
this health,
我们的健康
is just a clay jar,
也是一个器皿
it's just earthenware,
这就是一个泥做的瓦器
There's a few things I want you to know about clay jars.
我希望大家能了解就是关于这个瓦器的几件事情
Number one, clay jars are fragile.
第一个特征就是瓦器呢是非常是易碎的
In those days, they're just made of dirt and water.
那个时候呢，瓦器呢就是从泥和水做出来的。
It's a certain type of mud.
就是一种特别的，是一种特别的泥土做的。
But they didn't have the type of chemicals additives to make the clay pots last forever.
那个时候呢，没有一些就是我们今天所用的这些化学的物品呢，来使这个瓦器呢能够。被使用的时间长一些
So clay jars were very fragile.
所以那个时候的瓦器是非常容易破碎的
They were easily cracked.
他们很容易裂开
Easily broken.
很容易破掉
And in the same way, our lives.
那同样的，我们的生命
Our lives are fragile.
我们的生命也是非常的易碎
It doesn't matter how strong of a person you are.
不管你是如何强壮的一个人
We are easily cracked.
我们很容易就裂开
We are easily broken.
我们很容易就破碎
Even the strongest people in this room.
甚至在我们这里最强壮的一个人
When they were children, when we were children, were easily cracked and hurt by people.
当我们还是孩子的时候，我们都知道我们很容易就被其他的人所
You may have learned how to act strong and you know how to respond to cracking.
或许我们知道就是我们可以表现得很坚强或者我们被伤害的时候我们可以表现得很强壮
But the reality is
但是事实是
Just like every one of us, we're all fragile.
就像在座的每一位我们都是很容易破碎的
We're easily cracked.
我们很容易就裂开
In fact, there's a lot of us that have quite a number of cracks and brokenness that we've experienced since we were young.
事实上，我们当中很多人，我们都有从小就经历过这种破碎。
So then, number two, clay jars are temporary.
那第二点呢？瓦器呢是暂时的，是短暂的。
In those days, People would sometimes store their valuables in a clay jar.
那在那个年代呢，有些人呢，或许会把一些宝贵的物品呢放在瓦器里。
They will take their coins, their money, their jewelry, and they'll store it in a clay jar as a hiding place.
那他们那个时候呢，他们呢会把钱财或者宝，珠宝呢放在，瓦器里藏起来。
Because it's very ordinary.
因为这个瓦器看上去是非常的寻常的一件物品。
But you don't store it there for a long time.
但是呢，你不能把它长期的放在瓦器里。
Because it's so ordinary, you're going to forget which pot you put it in.
因为这是非常很寻常的一件事情。如果你长期放在那边，你或许会忘记掉那你放在哪里。
Because ultimately, the storage of your treasure is only for a time being. You're going to want to put it in a secure location.
因为最终呢，你知道，如果这些是你的宝物，你珍贵的东西的话呢，你会放在一个非常安全的地方。
So back in those days, it was often for people to store their treasure in a clay pot, but only for a short amount of time.
所以那个时候呢，对他们来说呢，就是他们会把他们的宝物放在瓦器里，但是呢，通常是一个短暂的时间而已。
In the same way, our lives are very temporary.
但是同样的，我们的生命也是非常短暂的。
It's when you're like this age of these few pews right here, you think you are invincible. You're going to live forever.
那当你还是这些像这些青少年
Not Pastor James, right here, it's the people behind it.
还是像在青少年这个年龄段的时候，或许呢，你会认为就是你的生命是永久的。
But God wants to remind Paul, and God wants to remind us that our lives are only here for a short while in comparison to eternity.
但是呢，神要提醒我们，神要提醒我们，我们在世上的日子呢是非常短暂的。特别是跟我们的永生比起来，在世上的日子非常的短暂。
James chapter 4, where he says, "What is man's life? What is our life?"
在
雅各书第四章
说到我们的生命是什么
？We are just a mist. We're a mist. We're a vapor.
我们只是蒸汽。
We are here for a moment, and then we're gone.
我们在这里呢，只是一小会儿，然后我们就没了。
How many of you recognize that your life is only temporary?
那我们当中有多少人认识到我们的生命是短暂的呢
？Number three, jars of clay.
那第三点，
even though they are fragile, and even though they are temporary,
虽然瓦器是易碎的，是短暂的。
They are made carefully by the hands of the potter.
但是呢，他们还是每一个瓦器还是被制瓦工人认认真真、仔仔细细的制造出来的。
Clay jars are not made by machines in those days.
那在那个时候，瓦器不是被机器制造的。
Each pot was crafted and shaped by the hands of the potter.
每一个瓦器都是制瓦工人制造出来的。
And each jar was created. A jar is created for a purpose.
那每一个瓦器都是有一个是为一个目的而制造的。
And that purpose is to hold something.
那个目的就是要放瓦器是拿来放东西的。
Every jar has a purpose.
每一个瓦器都是有一个目的的。
And it is to hold.Something.
就是放某些东西。
When a jar is not filled with something,
如果这个瓦器里没有放满东西的话
，when a jar is not holding something inside of it,
如果这个瓦器里面是空的话
，it's not fulfilling its purpose.
这就是没有达到它的目的。
A little while back, I had a few.Days of struggle mentally.
在一小段时间之前呢，就是我呢，就是我的内心，我的思想上呢，有一段挣扎。
Sometimes we think that cancer hurts the body.
有时候呢，我们认为呢，就是癌细胞呢，只是伤害我们的身体。
But cancer hurts a lot more than the body.
但是呢，癌细胞其实是呢，伤害的远远不止于身体。
Cancer hurts the people around you.
它也癌细胞呢，其实也伤害你周围的人。
Cancer hurts your plans.
伤害你的计划。
Cancer hurts your mind.
也伤害你的思想。
And one day,
有一天
，it was really affecting my mind.
有一天呢，我的思想呢，确确实实呢被影响到了。
I didn't realize that I was.So fragile.
我没有意识到，就是我其实是那么的脆弱。
I was like that. I was like these boys right here.
我也像这些年轻的男孩子一样。
I could do anything.
我觉得我可以做任何的事情。
I remember I read in a book.
我记得我读过一本书。
That is about Everest.
关于那个 The singer.
Mount Everest.Not the singer Everest. Mount Everest. Anyways, it was a book. It was a book, and it was about one of the best climbers. It's about one of the best, like, you know, expedition guides.
One of the.
You know what? He's a strong guy. Anyways, point was he's a strong guy, and when people.Needed help, he would take their backpacks and carry them for them.
这是讲的是一个
80-100-pound backpacks.
这是讲的一个就是非常有能力的登山者
And I only thought about this because Lily's sitting here.
他 我想到这一点是因为Lily今天坐在这里。
So when I was the age of these boys, and we went on a backpacking trip, and then halfway up, Lily was like, oh, I'm so tired, I can't carry this, I don't want to go anymore.
Something like that.
She's not that weak though. 我太累了，我走不了了。 I was like, I got this.
我就跟她说，我来帮你。
Because I was invincible.
因为那个时候我觉得我是非常有能力的。
You're just strong.
非常有力量。
You could do anything you set your mind to.
我可以，就是只要我想去做，我可以做任何的事情。
You can make amazing things happen in your life.
我觉得我可以做非常了不起的事情。But
this morning, but that morning.
但是那天早上。
I realized that I'm not.
我意识到呢，其实我并没有那么强壮。
It wasn't the first time. It was just I realized I'm very limited.
但虽然这并不是第一次我意识到这样，但是呢，我那天就意识到我是非常有限的。
And that I'm so easily cracked.
我是非常容易破碎的。
Easily broken.
很容易破碎裂开。
And this particular morning.
但是那天早上。
I don't struggle with this. But this morning I did.
我通常呢没有这样挣扎，但是那天早上呢，我却一直在挣扎。
I struggled with how long I would live.
我就在想，我还会活多久？
Because this is a reality for people with a grade 3 cancer.
因为我知道很多人在癌症三期的人可能都会这么想。
You don't typically live as long as others.
你知道，你可能不能像人家这样活得长久。
Of course.
但是，当然,
you don't need to come up to me later and say, I know someone with grade 3 cancer and lived to 80, 90. You don't need to tell me that. I'm okay. I trust God. Don't worry.
你不需要来告诉我说, 我知道有人就是癌症三期活到80、90的。
I trust and I know that God has my days numbered.
我知道，我相信神, 我也知道神, 有我的日子。
I've known that since I was in high school.
我在高中的时候就知道这一点。
But this morning, I struggled.
那天早上呢，我挣扎了。
And I was thinking.
那我在想。
Of the possible things that I could miss.
我就在想呢，有些如果就是我生命短暂的话，我可能会错过一些事情。
And I try to turn my mind around.
我呢想着转换我的思维。I
couldn't.
但是呢，我做不到。
I said I could probably watch a TV show.
我就在想，或许我也去看一看，看会电视。
Take my mind off of it.
那我可以就是转换我的思维。
But that would just be running away.
但这呢，其实在逃避。
So this morning.
所以那天早上。
I came before God.
我来到神的面前。
And I postured myself.
我在神的面前跪下。
And I said.
我说。
God, I am putting myself under you this morning.
我对神说，神啊，今天早上我来到你的面前，我把自己摆上。
And I said, God, there is nothing else in this universe that could settle me except your word and your voice.
我对神说，在这个宇宙上没有其他任何的东西。 除了你的话语，除了你的真理，能够使我平安。I
said, God, I don't have the ability to even change my mind this morning.
神啊，我甚至没有这个能力来改变我的思想。So
I need to hear from you.
所以我要听到你的话语。I
need you to speak to me.
我需要你和我亲自讲话。I
will not leave my room until you give me your words.
如果今天早上你不和我讲话的话，我不会离开这个房间。
I do not want to give the enemy any foothold in my life.
因为我不想让敌人有在我的生命里有任何的机会。
I do not want to give the enemy any territory in my life.
我不想让敌人来占据我生命当中的任何一部分。
So I need you to speak to me.
我需要你和我讲话。
I need you to give me your word.
我需要你的话语。
I need your spirit to reveal truth to me.
我需要你的圣灵告诉。
And I will not leave here until you speak and you settle my heart.
直到你开口说话，我不会离开这个房间。
And then immediately, God brought to my mind.
马上呢，神就来到我的神就带
a passage,
来到了我，带来了一段经文。
That Pastor James has sent me 2 days before.
范长老两天前发给我的一段经文。
Pastor James sent it to our little group, our two couples. He sent it to me and Bex and Cindy.
这段经文是范长老两天前就是。
And when I read it 2 days ago, I was like, heart, okay, great, but it didn't really hit me or anything. I'm like, love it, good verse.
他两天前发出来，我看了，我看的时候就觉得这段经文很好，但是并没有什么大的感受。
But you know, when this brother sends you God's word,
但是你们知道吗？当这位兄弟把神的话语发过来给你的时候
and he's praying through God's word,
他是其实是都是通过祷告
and he's led to send it,
他是让圣灵带领他发出这样的信息
God has a purpose,
那神是有一个目的的
and God's own promise,
那神自己的应许
is that he will never let his word return to him void, right?
那神的应许就是不会让他的话语空空的回到他回来。
And so God led me, the Spirit led me straight to this verse. I opened it up.
那当时圣灵就引导我，又打开这段经文。
And this is what it says.
那这段经文说。
Verse 7.
第七节。
But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that.The surpassing power belongs to God and not to us.
我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair.
我们四面受敌，却不被困住，心里作难，却不致失望。
Persecuted but not forsaken, struck down but not destroyed.
遭逼迫却不被丢弃，打倒了却不致死亡。
Always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies.
身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。
Here I was, this morning filled with all these negative thoughts.
那天早上我就在房间里就是非常的消极。
I had all these negative feelings.
我有那些很消极的这种感受。
About being such a young,
我想着我自己
还
是这么年轻，还是这么强壮。
But I'm sick with cancer.
但是呢，我却得了癌症。
I was filled with negative thoughts about how weak I am.
我就在想着我自己是多么的脆弱。
How fragile I am.
我是那么易碎。
How short my life will be.
我的生命将是多么的短暂。
What I might miss out in my children's lives.
我可能会错过我孩子很多我在我孩子身上的很多事情。
And yet whenever we put ourselves under God.
但是呢无论何时，当我们来到把自己放在神的下面
，and whenever we look to God in this posture to say, God, I am waiting for you to speak. Please speak to me.
无论何时，当我们呢把自己摆上，向神请求神与我们说话
，He gave me His word.
他就把他的话语给我。
He spoke to me.
他和我说。
He set me straight.
他他。他让我就是意识
搞直了，搞对了，right? And he gave me this verse.
他把我摆正了
，right? He gave me this verse, my child.
他说我的孩子
，You are an earthen vessel.
你是你只是一个瓦器。
You always think so highly of yourself.
虽然你觉得自己非常的高
，but you are easily broken.
但是呢，其实你是很容易破碎的。
You are easily cracked.
你是很容易裂开的。
You are here only for a short time.
你在这里呢，只是一个只是一个短暂的时间。
Because you were meant to be fragile.
因为你是你是易碎的。
You were meant to be temporary.
你是确实是短暂的。
You were meant to only be here for a short period of time.
你在这世上，我嗯是只是一个短暂的时间。
But I have given you a purpose.
但是呢
，Amen.
我给了你一个目的。
Your temporary assignment.
你短暂的这个临时的任务就是
is to hold in you this treasure.
就是你要，你要抓住，你要抓住这个宝贝。
That is Jesus Christ himself.
这个宝贝就是耶稣基督。
This treasure is Jesus Christ and his message.
这个宝贝就是耶稣基督和他的信息。
It is the glorious light of Christ dwelling in us through his spirit.
这个宝贝就是通过圣灵耶抓住这个宝贝就是通过圣灵通过圣灵把荣耀的光住在你里面。
That's why he's called the Spirit of Christ.
所以他是被称为圣灵的基督。
The Holy Spirit, or the 圣灵的基督, yeah, right? Okay. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ.
那这个圣灵就是这个基督的灵。
And your purpose is to carry inside of you the Spirit of Christ.
那你的目的就是要把基督的圣灵放在你里面,
to show everyone around you,
把这个基督的圣灵呢显示给你周围的每一个人看,
that the surpassing power in your life,
让大家看到在你里面莫大的能力,
this amazing power,
这个奇妙的能力,
is not of you, but it is of God.
这个奇妙的能力不是你，而是神。
And then verse 8, God said to me,
在第八节,
He said, you will be afflicted in every way.
他说, 我们将会四面受敌,
but not crushed,
但是却不被困住,
perplexed,
我们会心里作难,
but not driven to despair,
但不会失望,
persecuted,
会遭逼迫,
but not forsaken,
但不会被丢弃,
struck down,
会打倒,
but not destroyed,
却不致死亡。
Alex, you will be afflicted in so many ways.
神跟我说，神跟我说 ，Alex， 你会有以不同的方式，就是会受到敌人的攻击。
But you will never, I will never let you be crushed.
但是我不会允许你被困住的。
You will be perplexed.
你心里会有难受的时候。
Which means you're going to be at a loss mentally.
你或者思想上会有失落的时候。
You'll be uncertain.
你会有不确定的时候
You'll be puzzled.
你也会有迷糊的时候
You will worry.
你会担忧
You will ask me many times why.
你会经常许多次的问我为什么
But he said to me, but I will never let you be driven to despair.
但是他同时也对我说我永远也不会使你失望的
Which means I will never let you fall into hopelessness.
其实呢，是指呢，我不会，我永远也不会让你，失去希望，无望的。
Alex, you'll suffer for me.
他跟我说 ，Alex， 你会为我受苦。
But I will never forsake you.
但是我不会，但是我不会丢弃你。
You will be struck down so many times.
你会被多次打倒。
But I will never let you be destroyed.
但是我不会让你。永远也不会让你破坏。
You see, when you ask God to speak,
但是你看到当神说话的时候
and you wait for him to speak,
你等他说话的时候
he will speak to you.
他会和你说话。
He was speaking this to me.
他那个早上就在和我说话。
And he says, I have given you a purpose.
他跟我说，我已经给了你一个目的。
I have created all of my children for a purpose.
我创造我所有的孩子是为了一个目的。
And that is to hold me inside of you.
这就是把我放在你的里面。
Let me dwell in you fully.
让我完完全全的在你里面。
God said, I am your treasure.
神说我是你的珠，我是你的宝，
Christ is your treasure.
耶稣是你的宝物。
The gospel that you have.Is your treasure.
福音，你所听到的福音是你的宝贝。
And the Holy Spirit is the power.
那圣灵就是力量。
In verse 11, he says this. In verse 11.
在这第十一节说,
right? And in this other version, he says, yes, we live under constant danger of death. That is me. Like, I was in the hospital this week because there's danger of death.
那第十一节呢说到就是我们呢，我们这些活着的人是常为耶稣被交于死地。
Because we serve Jesus.
因为我们服侍耶稣。
So that the life of Jesus will be evident in our dying body.
所以耶稣的身在我们这必死的身上显出来。
You have to be ready to admit you are living in a body that is dying.
你不得不承认就是我们所拥有的身体是要死的。
But it's for a purpose. So that others will see his life in your dying body.
所以其他的人可以看到耶稣的生命在我们这个僵死的身体上。
So that people would see Jesus in hardship.
所以在困难当中，其他的人可以看到耶稣。
So that people would look beyond you.
所以其他的人可以呢看到你以外的。
And see the treasure that is so extraordinary.
可以看到这个如此不同寻常的宝贝。
And then it all became clear to me.
那这个时候呢，所以一切呢都已经很清楚了。
Paul had all these moments.
保罗也经历过这样的时间。
And he was so aware of his weakness.
他也很清楚他的弱点。
He was so aware of his lack of ability.
他也很清楚他没有能力。
He was so aware of his lack of power.
他很清楚他没有具备那些能力。
So that the life of Jesus would be revealed in his life.
但是他知道，正因为这样，那耶稣的生命呢，就可以从他身上显示出来。
Now let me make this clear.
那让我再讲清楚一些。
It wasn't that Paul is looking for crushing, okay?
那并不是说保罗想要这样。
Anybody around you who's looking for trouble, stay away.
那如果你周围有人在寻找困难的话，那你就远离他。
If you're around Christians all the time, are like, yeah, let bad things happen to me, crush me. I'm just, oh, I need this miserable life to show Christ. Okay, stay away.
那如果就是你周围有基督徒，
that's just negative.
有基督徒这样跟你说是，
that's just masochistic.
我需要困难，我需要，我可以承担，就是我来寻找困难。那你呢？ 这个是非常消极的一种观念，你要远离这种这样的人。
Paul didn't pursue suffering.
保罗并没有去追求困难。
Paul would pursue a vacation, I think. Okay.
我觉得保罗应该会去追求度假。
But there were many times when suffering found him.
但是很多时候呢，困难呢寻找找到了他。
And it was then that his weaknesses were revealed.
然后在困难当中呢，他的弱点呢就被显示出来了。And
it was then his limitations were exposed.
那他的有限的能力呢，也就被显示出来了。His
mind and his soul took a pounding.
那他的内心和他的思想呢，就有了挣扎。And
he learned that in his weakness.
他也意识到在他的弱点当中。
That God's power is made what? Perfect.
正在他的弱点当中呢，神的力量呢被完美了。And
in those moments when I am the most down,
当我在低落的时候,
it's in those moments I strangely find the most strength.
当我感觉最低落的时候呢，往往呢，是我呢，感觉到自己最有力量的时候。
There are moments when I've sat in my room wondering why God would let all of this happen to me and my perfect, beautiful family.
那当那些时候呢，我坐在我的房间里思考呢，为什么神呢，让这一切呢发生在我这样一个完美的家庭当中的时候。
That's a joke, right? We're not one man, right? Nobody laughs at my jokes anymore. Okay.
这是一个玩笑。
We're not a beautiful, perfect family.
我知道我们不是一个完美的一个家庭。
But it is in those moments.
但是呢，我确实也经历过那种时候。
When I'm asking why the most.
当我在问很多为什么的时候。
That I strangely find the presence of God so near to me.
那我呢就很奇妙的感受到神是 如此的、离我如此的近。
When I find strangely a great amount of strength inside.
那个时候呢我就很奇妙地感受到在我的内心有很大的力量。
It's in those moments when you get down on your knees and you say, God, I won't leave until you meet with me.
就是在那些时刻当你在神的、面前跪下来的时候你就会感 你和神说我如果你不和我说话我就不会离开。
Where you leave the room with the most amount of joy.
那当你真正、站起来离开房间的时候，那你就会发现你是非常的充满喜悦的。
There was a moment when I think I've shared with some people.
那我可能也跟、有些人分享过。
I was in the hospital last month, a month and a half ago.
大概一个月一个半月左右，我在医院里。
And they didn't know what was wrong. There was a blood infection, but they were testing me like a lab rat.
他们查不出来就是、什么原因，但是呢，我的 血里面呢 有感染。
They were testing me like a lab rat.
所以他们呢就把我当做一个实验室的白鼠一样。
Yeah, 白鼠 you know? I mean, they are poking me, testing me, scanning me, waking me up in the middle of the night to do another, like, you know, scan on me.
他们、查很多东西，然后打针、抽血、扫描。
Every day in the hospital, something that was nothing would end up turning into something like bad.
那每天在医院里的时候，有些看上去就是都都不是什么东西的，最终呢，总会是一些。
And I felt like every time that I was happening, I would literally ask God.
那那个时候的时候，我就会问神。
I said, "Could you just give me a break?"
我就跟神说，你就让我休息一会儿行吗
？Just small break right now.
就一个小小的一个休息的时间。
Give me a break from going down lower and lower and lower.
所以我不至于呢，越来越越低迷。
And at one point they said, "We're poking you too much, to draw blood. All your veins are have been leaking and you know bruised."
有一天他们跟我说、我们呢确实就是打了太多的针抽了太多的血你的静脉呢都已经被破坏了。
So they said, we need to just give you a simple procedure because you have surgery tomorrow.
所以他们就跟我讲你明天呢有个手术那今天呢我们要做一个小的手术。
So it's a simple procedure. We're just going to like insert a line that we can、put stuff inside. Yeah, I'll show you what it is. You guys want to see?
那这个小的手术呢、
no?
就是我们要插一根。
You do?
就是插一根管子到你的深静脉里。
And so, so they, well, I have a, like a special little guard right here. Well, anyways, it's right here. There's like two little things.
那这根深静脉呢，就是从手臂上插到心脏里的，有两根小的管子挂在外面。
And I'm like, okay, that's easy.
那我想的这很简单。
But the next thing you know, I'm in like an operating room.
那接下来呢，他们就带我去了手术室。
And I'm like wide awake.
我是清醒的。
And I'm like, you're going to put me under?
那我就问他们说你要给我们、你要给我麻醉是吧
They're like,
全麻
nah, this is easy. You're strong.
他们就说、你不用
I'm like, I am strong.
你很强壮
not really.
你不用全麻。
And so they just did local anesthesia right here.
所以他们就做了局麻。
And they pull out this long, like this long wire.
然后他们把这根管子拿出来非常的长。
And I'm like, wow, that's going into me. It's going to go all the way to my heart.
那我就说这根管子要进到我的身体里吗从我的手臂上到心脏里。
They're like, yeah, you're strong. I'm like, yeah.
那他们说，对对对，没不用担心，你很坚强。
And so they started going through, and they're like, oh, how many kids do you have? I'm like, oh, I have like 3 kids, and da da da.
所以他们呢，开始做手术的时候呢，就跟我聊天，问我有几个孩子。
That's what doctors do to distract you, by the way.
因为他们这样聊天，就是因为要就是就让我分心。
And then so like you know, I don't know where it's at. You know, it's at some point.And they go, oh, so how about your son? I'm like, oh, yeah, my son's 10 years old.
我并不知道他们在做什么，因为他们一直在跟我聊天，问我孩子几岁啦，儿子几岁啦。
Yeah, and then 儿子 is like 10 years. Oh, yeah, you know, and then they go, oh, 10 years old?
然后他们说，哦，你儿子十岁了。
They're like, oh, 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 oh,
然后呢，话题就止了。
And they just stop talking. They're like, So,
然后他们停止说话。
You know, and they go over here, they start whispering, something's wrong. They're like,
然后他们就自己在悄悄就低声的说话。
Oh, come on, God, please give me a break.
那我就知道可能事情不对了。
And they're like, I'm like, is everything okay? Yeah, mm-hmm.
我问他们。
And they're like, oh, we're going to have to do that again.
我就问他们事情怎么样，他们还说啊，没问题。
I was so low.
我就感觉非常的低迷。
And I said, God, if you're not going to give me a break, I just need your help.
那我就对神说，如果那个事情不能正常进行的话，那我就要需要你的帮助。
And as they're trying to fix whatever they broke inside of me,
我知道他们或许就是破坏了什么东西，但是。
As they're trying to fix it,
现在他们正在想办法弥补。
I was under my mask, and I started to sing.
我那时候戴着口罩，我开始唱歌。
It's an old song from the 1980s or something.
我在唱一首很老的歌。
And I sang, I love you, Lord.
那我就开始唱主，我爱你。
And I live.My voice.
用我的声音。
And I was trying to keep really quiet.
我呢，在轻轻的唱。
I sang to worship you.
那我轻轻的唱来敬拜你。
And I had a tear coming down my face.
那我流了泪。
And they're like, Are you okay? Are you in pain?
那他们医生护士就问我。
And I said,
你没问题吗？你没事吧？
I said, I'm good. I'm fine.
我跟他们说我没问题。
I'm fine.
我没事。
Because my God is with me.
因为我的神与我同在。
And don't bother me.
不用来打扰我。
Because I'm worshiping Him.
因为我在敬拜他。
I had joy.
我有喜乐。
Everywhere I went in the hospital.
在我医院里我所去的每一个地方。
The nurses would ask me.
那护士会问我。
How was your attitude so good?
为什么你的心态是如此的好呢?
I said, because I have Jesus with me.
我就跟他们说，因为我有耶稣与我同在。
I have Jesus inside of me.
因为耶稣在我里面。
I hope that they were able to see.
我希望他们能够看到。
That this great power that gives me joy and hope.In my life is not from me.
我希望他们能够看到这个给我希望的这个如此大的力量不是来自我。
And some of them would say, "Oh yeah, I know Jesus."
那他们当中有人说我知道耶稣。
I said, "Do you really know Jesus?"
我就问他们你确认你认识耶稣吗？
And I had several opportunities to share the good news of Jesus in the hospital.
我有好几个机会呢跟他们分享信息。
The people who were doing this line were like, you're crazy.
那在做手术当时做手术的这些人说你这个人比较疯狂。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们。
This year,
今年
the theme that God put on the hearts of Pastor James and myself,
那今年呢神呢把一个主题放在范长老和我的心里。
Is that we would all be walking with God and experiencing Him daily.
我们呢就要一起与神行走，每天要经历他。
That's what a follower of Jesus does.
那就是这就是耶稣的跟随者所做的。
Every day you got to follow Jesus, you got to follow your King.
每天我们要跟随主耶稣，跟随我们的王。
You want to love your King.
你要爱你的王。
Love your King.
爱你的王。
Love your King.
爱你的王。
Love your King.
爱你的王。
Every day.
每一天。
And you will experience Him.
你会这样你就会经历他。
Every day.
每天都会经历他。
Love your King.
每天爱你的神。
Walk with your King.
爱你的王。
Know your King.
和你的王一同走。认识你的王。
And you will experience him every day.
那你就会每天经历你的王。
Learn from me.
从我身上学习。
Don't think so highly of yourself.
不要把你自己不要认为你自己是如此的强壮。
I thought I learned humility when I was like in college, but no.
我以为我在大学的时候就学习到了谦卑，但是并没有。
I'm going on another 30 years still learning that.
在接下来三十年，我仍旧会同样的学习。
God didn't make us to be big.
神没有把我们制造得很伟大。
He made us in the shape and in the quality of a jar of clay.
他把我们制造的像这瓦器一样。
Because he doesn't want to show you off to the world.
因为他
He wants to show Jesus off to everyone.
因为他并不需要把你显示给这个世界看，而是要把我们的王给世界看。
Be excited for this year.
我们要为新年而兴奋。
But it's not the amazing thing that you're going to do.
并不是为你能做的事情而兴奋。
Let this year be where you are shining the treasure of Christ through every hardship you face.
我们让这一年，希望我们大家都能够通过我们的困境，把我们这宝贝的荣耀的光，显示出去。
Can I get an amen? All right, let's pray.
我们一同祷告。
Father, I just want to thank you, Lord.
父，我就想感谢你。
To see a whole church full, not only on a Christmas morning that we had, but on this New Year's morning, to celebrate together as a spiritual family, this is precious.
我们不仅仅在圣诞节的早上，也是同样在新年，我们一起来敬拜你。我们来庆祝你。
And so, Father, I pray that as we had positioned ourselves to hear from you this morning,
父啊，我祷告就是今天早上呢，我们把自己摆在你面前，来聆听你的话语。
I pray that we were able to hear your voice speaking to us.
我祷告我们能够听到你的话语。
Thank you for being the true and surpassing power in our life.
我们感谢你成为我们生命当中真正的莫大的那个力量。
No matter how strong we think our bodies and our minds are, we are not.
不管我们自己认为我们自己的我们自己的身体和思想是多么的强壮，我们都知道我们并不强壮。
So Lord, this year,Would you show yourself to be our surpassing power?
那是主啊，这一年我们请求你显示给我们，让我们看到你是那个最大的力量。
And when we are hard pressed on every side,
那当我们在四面受敌，受苦的时候，
we will not be crushed.
那我们就不会被压迫。
But we'll have a chance to show that this power.Is the Spirit in us?
而是我们利用我们有这个机会来显示你的力量，你的圣灵。
We thank you.
我们感谢你。
And I pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.